Well, hi, folks. In our prayer time tonight, just a few things to mention before I actually do pray. And this prayer time is something we've been doing on the online services for a while now. So, you know, you're not here in person, but, you know, if we were doing this at church, you know, you would bow your head with me and pray along with me like you would normally do. So that's what we can do. We can pray. There's power in prayer together. And so as I pray tonight, remember that. Take some time to just bow your head and pray along with me silently as I pray for these requests. And I will remind you that next Wednesday night, we'll do one more of our online services. And so if you have a prayer request, just submit it by Tuesday evening, and we'll include it for Wednesday night prayer time. Let me mention just a few things before I pray again. There was a recent federal court ruling in regards to a lawsuit that was brought in southwestern Pennsylvania to ease up on the COVID restrictions that our governor has put out there, restricting restaurants and businesses, hampering them, the size of crowds at sporting events and so forth, and any get-togethers. And so this recently came down as a ruling, I think Monday it happened. This ruling ruled in the favor of our Constitution and against Governor Wolf. Last night, Senator Doug Mastriano detailed the ruling, and basically it revealed a lot of the negligence and ineptness of the people in the Wolf administration. He did say that the several meetings that Wolf administration officials had to set guidelines, which were so fluid, always changing, not making a lot of sense. For example, when you go into a restaurant today, many of the restaurants are told people have to wear a mask coming in, and then as soon as the host or hostess takes you to your table, you can then take it off. A lot of things just do not make sense at all. And so a lot of those guidelines, like in some of the other states where oppression like this is going on, were crafted by people in his administration who really didn't have much expertise or medical knowledge. And Governor Wolf attended zero of those meetings. He was just told about it and he signed off on it. So a lot of ineptness in state government that's been unveiled through this hearing that took place. And so understandably the judge ruled against the Wolf administration. And so now what Governor Wolf is doing is he's asking for a stay concerning this recent ruling. And we need to pray that he is not granted a stay so that more Pennsylvania businesses and people can get back to normal. The science just doesn't support what he's been doing at all. The peak of the so-called pandemic was mid-April. It's been dying out ever since, even though there's a lot of false positives scaring people and so forth, but it's dissipated greatly. Hospitals are not overrun. Deaths are not in great numbers. They've diminished tremendously. And so it's time to open up our states. And the judge basically said, hey, in so many words, the Constitution has no right to be trampled on, even in a pandemic. So it was a good ruling. We need to pray that it continues to hold fast and we have freedom in our state. So that's a lot of it in a nutshell for you, if you can understand that. I'd like you to pray for some folks, though, that are need spiritually and physically. And I think of Bill Coral and his sister Lynn, people that I've become acquainted with who are looking for a church, and had a good talk with Bill. Talked also with his sister in the past, and they both stated they would like to check our church out very soon. So let's pray that they come out Sunday or the next Sunday. Bill Coral and his sister Lynn, and I apologize, I don't remember Lynn's last name. Jake Gartley is a new student who would like to come. He can't be here this weekend, but he will be here the following weekend. I'm meeting with his father, who used to attend our church way back, and meeting with him and Jake this Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening. So pray that he'll be out soon. Donnie Opp was at our church this past Sunday, if you met him, the new student who came. Actually, it's his second time. He was here last semester once, and this is his second time at our church. So pray for Donnie that we continue to see him, and I think we will. Phil D'Angelo, also a new student who came out a couple weeks ago. He and I can have a good time together, starting a Bible study one-on-one so I can get him discipled. That's what he said he would love to do. And so pray for that if you would. Pray for just in general the salvation of souls in our area and in our country. Boy, we so badly need people to come to Christ. Let's also include, we've also prayed for Mrs. Kessler and for Barry and Lois Fetzer. Let's keep them in our prayers for their health. And also Janet's back, Janet Auker, who's actually on our ballot this year to run for clerk. And she did a fantastic job the last time she was clerk. And so but let's pray for her. She says she's, Lord willing, going to be in church Sunday. So it'll be good to see her again after a couple of weeks we've missed her. And so pray that she gets her medicine adjusted properly from her doctor so that, you know, that's a help to her and her body and what's going on right now. Pray for our president, his family, the Pence family, those people that help out. And for the election that's coming up, that godly people will be elected to the offices in our state, our locale, and our country as well. Let me pray with you. Heavenly Father, thank you so very much that we can come together at this time and pray. And I want to pray, Lord, for, as there are greater needs, not to diminish the physical needs, but the spiritual needs of people, because those are eternal, Lord. And so I would pray for souls to be saved, Lord. And I think of Mike Cummings, whom I didn't mention in an introduction, but Mike in need of salvation. And also for Phil D'Angelo to be assured of his salvation and discipled in the faith. Thank you for Donnie and for Jake, new students interested in our church. And I pray that they would continue to come out this semester. And also for Bill Coral and his sister Lynn, that they too would visit our church this Sunday, and we would get to know them, and they would become an active part of our church, as they have none to go to right now. Speaking of churches, Ariel's church and Nate's church out in Minnesota, we ask, Lord, that you would help them with the situations that they're going through in their church right now, to bind up the wounds and cause that church to be unified around you and the Word of God. And for Barry and Mrs. Kessler, friends of Ruth, I pray that you would help them in their bodies as well. And for Janet in hers. For our president, Lord, I pray you'd protect him and give him wisdom and good health. And Lord, for the election that's coming up, Lord, that you'd help us to understand and discern those people that you would have us to vote for, and that we would see elected into our offices in our country, people who would love you and serve you in truth and in spirit. And for this stay that I talked about in the legal system, that there would be no stay, that the ruling as it has been put out is constitutional, it honors our Constitution, and we thank you, Lord, for this judge seeing it properly, and that a stay would be denied so that people's lives and livelihoods could be protected in our state. And so, Lord, we ask that you would undertake and hear the prayers of your people for this. And we want to thank you in Jesus' precious name. Amen.